Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Statements continue to pour in from all over the world over the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis last week. Former boxing champion Floyd Mayweather has offered to pay for Floyd's funeral and memorial services, and the family has accepted the offer. Floyd's funeral is reportedly planned for June 9th in Floyd's hometown of Houston. Tiger Woods spoke out for the first time last night on Twitter, expressing his condolences to Floyd's family and saying, quote, "I have always had the utmost respect for our law enforcement. They train so diligently to understand how, when, and where to use force. The shocking tragedy clearly crossed that line," end quote. FIFA has urged competition soccer organizers not to sanction players for showing solidarity with Floyd during matches. Liverpool players took a knee around the center circle during a training session at Anfield Stadium yesterday, posting a picture with the caption, "Unity is strength, hashtag Black Lives Matter." Since last week, leadership from just about every NBA team has spoken out on the matter, except notably the Knicks. In an email obtained by ESPN, Knicks owner James Dolan reportedly says the team is, quote, "not any more qualified than anyone else to offer our opinion on social matters," end quote. In other news, the Nationals have changed course and are telling their minor leaguers they will receive their full weekly stipends of $400 through June. The club reportedly planned to cut those payments during the coronavirus pandemic down to $300, but changed their minds after Washington reliever Sean Doolittle tweeted that the team's major league players would cover the cuts if they went forward. And a New York judge has dismissed Lenny Dykstra's defamation lawsuit against former Mets teammate Ron Darling, the pitcher's ghostwriter, and a pair of publishers. Dykstra's suit followed the publication of Darling's book, 108 Stitches, Loose Threads, Ripping Yarns, and the Darndest Characters from My Time in the Game. Darling accused the outfielder of directing racist comments toward Boston starter Oil Can Boyd during the 1986 World Series. The judge wrote Dykstra's reputation for, quote, "unsportsmanlike conduct and bigotry is already so tarnished that it cannot be further injured by the reference," end quote. I'm Jesse King.